This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. State lawmakers proposed 32 changes to the New Mexico Constitution during this year's 60-day legislative session. Only two passed. They'll likely be approved by voters in 2018. But as KUNM's Anna Landy reports, our state constitution is already 4.5 times longer than the federal one. She asks, what does it mean when a constitution looks more like a user's manual than a clear, concise list of fundamental rights?
State historian Rick Hendricks slips on white cotton gloves as he enters the cavernous archives vault in Santa Fe. It's chilly, and he pulls out New Mexico's original constitution.
It looks like a library book, right? It has a very sort of library industrial spine. It's gray, and you would never really take it for the original. But, of course, you open it up and you see the signatures.
This is the very same constitution that was ratified in 1912. It's been amended over 100 times now, and lawmakers aren't afraid of trying to add more to it. Things like legalizing recreational cannabis, creating an independent ethics commission, and enshrining the right to hunt and fish.
Almost every legislative session, to constantly be amending a document like that makes it very unwieldy.
What's never happened in New Mexico is another constitutional convention, where lawmakers can rewrite, trim the fat, and end up with a newer, sleeker state constitution, more akin to the federal one.
There doesn't seem to be any will, either in the legislature or on the part of the people of New Mexico, to have a new convention and revise the dadgum thing, which really is what needs to happen.
For now, the original is just being edited over and over and over again. There are a handful of reasons why lawmakers choose to do that instead of pass new laws.
Because the governor can veto legislation and she can't veto a constitutional amendment.
Because they're in the Constitution today, the only way to change that is through the constitutional amendment process.
What we're doing with this is allowing everyone to vote. You have to go to the voters.
That's Senators Jerry Ortiz-Pino, William Scherer, and Mimi Stewart. They each sponsored constitutional amendments this year. It's normal for state constitutions to be constantly growing, says Brenda Erickson with the National Conference of State Legislatures.
And so sometimes the Constitution isn't necessarily looked at in its totality.
Erickson says people may not often think about the Constitution as a whole, but voters are comfortable knowing it can't be changed without their input.
It's a living and breathing document. It can be changed. You can take things out of it. You can do a proposal to remove a section.
But making improvements to the Constitution can be a lengthy and tedious process. Just ask Senator Scherer.
For example, we don't have a right to drink a beer in our Constitution. So we can build laws and regulate things that make sense for this generation. They might not make sense for the next generation, so the next generation can change it. But once it's in the Constitution, it is very difficult to fix it, which is part of the problem with the PRC today.
Scherer wants to reduce the number of commissioners on the State Public Regulation Commission. Since that's something that's determined by the Constitution, he's got to pass an amendment.
Maybe I'm going down the wrong path myself here, and I should just move it out of the Constitution completely.
If something should be a statute, it should be a statute.
Stephen Robert Allen is a policy expert with ACLU New Mexico. He says people may debate what deserves to be in the Constitution.
But when we're talking about foundational rights and basic civil liberties,
then Allen says it may very well be the right time to talk about amending the Constitution. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy.
KUNM's People, Power, and Democracy Project looks at ethics, good government, and transparency in local and state government. Funding comes from the Thornburg Foundation and from KUNM listeners.